The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Ira Melman in Washington with a look at what's happening in entertainment. Filmmaker Steven Spielberg is going into the future with his virtual reality adventure, Ready Player One. It's based on Ernest Cline's bestseller of the same name. The film takes place in the dystopian future of 2045. VOA's Penelope Pulu has more.
In 2045, overpopulation and poverty drive people to escape into a digital universe. One of them is young Wade Watts, a poor orphan living in the Stacks, a poverty-ridden area in Columbus, Ohio, but escaping to the oasis through his virtual avatar, Parzival.
Around the world and back. People come to the oasis for all the things they can do.
And you won't have to move to sit still.
But they stay because of all the things they can be.
Can you feel this?
Let me show you the world.
Yeah.
The Oasis is the brainchild of reclusive genius and fan of 1980s popular culture, James Halliday, played by Oscar winner Mark Rylance.
If you're watching this, I'm dead.
Upon his death, Halliday reveals that he has created a virtual reality game in which players are called to discover a hidden object, an Easter egg. Whoever finds it first gets $500 billion and total control of the Oasis. That sets Parzival and his friends on a collision course with the head of IOI, Innovative Online Industries, a huge virtual reality corporation. Steven Spielberg says his spectacular virtual future is escapist, addictive, and dangerous.
And having spent so much time trying to imagine what the future could be for all of us in that circumstance, I suddenly saw a future that... That Ernest Cline, the writer of the book, and Zach Penn, the screenwriter, envisioned. And it wasn't that far away from what I think is going to happen.
Steven Spielberg says the cutting-edge technology used to make the film is there to help bring the story to life, and the focus, he says, should be on the story and its characters. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.
Save the Oasis.
Save the world.
Are you ready?
I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Join us next week for another look at what's happening in entertainment.
That was a program from the Voice of America.